You are about to enter the hidden world of the overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutia. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast that attempts to quantify the quiet, relentless processes that define our existence. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are focusing on the single most persistent low-stakes chore in the suburban world, lawn maintenance. But specifically, we are asking, how fast does grass actually grow? Now, it seems simple. It isn't. Grass growth is a complex thermodynamic battle involving photosynthesis, soil temperature, species genetics, and a human obsession with uniformity. So, settle in. Grab your most aggressively boring ruler, and let's analyse the tyranny of the blade. To begin, we must address the perception of speed. Most homeowners believe grass grows fastest immediately after they have finished mowing it. This is a cognitive illusion, but it speaks to the relentless, unavoidable velocity of this particular plant. On average, a healthy suburban lawn, during its peak growing season, usually late spring to early summer, grows at a rate of approximately 0.5 to 1.5 inches per week. Now, this average hides a crucial truth rooted in botany. Grass doesn't grow evenly from the roots up. It grows from the meristem, which is located at the base of the blade, near the ground. When you cut the tip of the grass, the plant is not damaged enough to stop growing. It's merely stimulated. It continues pushing new cells out from the base. This is why the lawn must be cut so frequently. If you let it get long and then cut too much off, say more than a third of the height, you shock the plant, forcing it to expend energy recovering instead of growing roots. This is known in the trade as scalping. Now, before we delve into the genetic specifics of various turf types, let's observe a brief period of non-listening. So, take this opportunity to check the battery life on your cordless trimmer, and we'll return in a moment to discuss the temperature-driven physics of blade elongation.
If you're looking for a drama,
welcome back. Okay, let's move beyond the average and explore the true variables that dictate the speed of this green expansion. Now, the single greatest variable controlling grass growth is soil temperature. Grass is deeply sensitive to heat. Cool season grasses like Kentucky bluegrass and fescue, common in northern climates, have their own optimal growth window when soil temperatures are between upwards of, say, 55 degrees and 65 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 13 degrees to 18 degrees Celsius. When the soil gets hotter, more than 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and again for our European cousins, that is me, 24 degrees Celsius, these grasses slow down dramatically or enter dormancy to survive the heat. This is why your lawn seems to stop growing in August. It's stressed, not lazy. Warm season grasses like Bermuda or Zoysia, found in southern climates, only begin to flourish when temperatures are consistently above 80 degrees Fahrenheit and 27 degrees Celsius. Their growth is almost nil in a mild winter. The time when homeowners complain about having to mow twice a week is precisely when the grass's preferred conditions, that are of course moderate warmth, good moisture, and long daylight hours, align perfectly. The plant isn't malicious, it's simply experiencing its brief, glorious thermal sweet spot. While 1.5 inches per week is the norm, grass can, under ideal, nutrient-dense and perfectly moist conditions, grow much faster. I can't even speak today. Much faster! The world record for the fastest growing plants is held by certain species of bamboo, which can technically be classified as giant grasses, capable of growing up to 35 inches, that's nearly a meter, in a single day. Now, you are not growing bamboo in your front yard unless you have severe boundary issues with your neighbours. Your typical lawn grass, say a perennial ryegrass, has a maximum theoretical speed of about 2 millimetres per hour in peak conditions. This means that if you stood still on a perfectly maintained, highly fertile lawn, the blades could lengthen by almost an inch in the time it takes you to watch a medium-length sitcom. So, in conclusion, grass grows fast because it's genetically programmed to prioritize vertical growth to compete for sunlight, and human intervention, mowing, only serves to trigger this competitive response again and again. The rate is slow in absolute terms, but its relentless frequency, dictated by the plant's thermal comfort, makes it a uniquely annoying chore. Well, that answers the question. Grass grows slowly, and yet somehow faster than this episode probably felt. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. See you next time for something equally, well, unexciting.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthatsnotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.